A lot of free dating sites aren't really free. Let's go over the true cost of Bumble.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking all about the hidden cost of Bumble, what it costs to use, all of its features, what features are free, and everything in between. So let's talk about how much it's going to cost you if you'd like to use this site. Before I dive into all of the details and everything that you have to know before signing up for Bumble, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's completely free, and that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. It's quick, fun, and easy, and once again, totally free, so don't miss out. Go ahead and click the link, take the quiz, then come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to actually triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. So if you'd like some help with those pesky first messages, don't forget to check that out. It's once again completely free, so our free opener formula will be linked above me and found in the description down below. So let's get into it, the prices of Bumble. So when you look up Bumble on the App Store or on the internet, it's going to say that it is free. And a lot of Bumble is free. You can use a lot of the basic features of Bumble completely for free. And if you'd like to, you would never have to pay a cent on Bumble, actually. If you'd like to get the best experience out of Bumble, though, you will have to pay for some features. Some of the special paid features of Bumble include Super Swipe, Spotlight, Bumble Boost, and Bumble Premium. And I'll talk about what those actually mean in a second. But before I dive into the real specifics of Bumble and all the prices and everything like that, I want to give a really, really quick little summary of Bumble and what it is and how it works. So Bumble's obviously a dating app/dating site. You can go on there, and just like most other dating sites nowadays, you can swipe yes or right on people who you're interested in, left or no on people you are not interested in. If you make a match, you can then start to talk. The interesting thing that sets Bumble apart from other dating sites, though, is that women definitely are in the driver's seat of this site. Women come first, and what I mean by that is women are the one who are responsible for starting conversations with people. So if you are a heterosexual man and you match with a woman, you will not be able to even speak to her until she messages you first. So the responsibility is on the woman to send that first message to the man that she is interested in, and then a conversation can begin. And she only has a certain time frame to do so, within 24 hours. Otherwise, the match is gone forever. Another standout feature of Bumble is that it's not just a dating app. They have three different sections: Bumble Date, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. So you can not only use Bumble for dating, but you can also make new friends on Bumble, just platonic relationships, and you can make business partners and acquaintances as well. So they have three whole different sections for that. So there's lots of reasons to be using Bumble and lots of reasons why you'd want to be successful on there. Sometimes success comes easier when you're using some paid features. So what is free on Bumble is to make your profile, to get swiping, to match with people, to message people. So it does offer a lot of free features that you don't have to pay a cent for. So this is actually great because there are a lot of dating sites out there where you have to pay to even send a message, or you have very, very limited capabilities. But on Bumble, most everything is free. But again, if you really want the best experience, if you want to get more matches, if you want to show a better side of yourself, if you want to match up people who might fit better with you, if you want to be seen more by people, etc., then you will have to pay for some of the features. Now let's go ahead and dive into those specifics. Some of the optional paid features on Bumble include Super Swipe, Bumble Boost, Bumble Premium, and Spotlight. I'm going to go into what the specifics of all of these mean. Before I do though, really quick, if you're already enjoying this video, we'd really appreciate if you give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Alright, so let's go ahead and talk about some of these specific paid features that you can get on Bumble. Let's get started with Spotlight. What is Spotlight? Spotlight is a premium feature that's designed to advance your profile to the top of the stack to be viewable by more people instantly. How it works is you sign up to either Bumble Boost or Bumble Premium, or you can purchase Spotlight independently by tapping one of those options on the main menu screen under your profile photo. After you've made your purchase, you can activate Spotlight mode, and you'll advance your profile to the top of the stack to be viewable by people instantly without anyone knowing. You have the option to use one Spotlight for 30 minutes or two Spotlights for 150 minutes. If you have Bumble Boost or Bumble Premium, you get one spotlight per week and 5 super swipes as part of your subscription. But note, with Bumble Boost and Bumble Premium subscriptions, spotlight and super swipes expire and replenish weekly on the day of the original subscription purchase was made. For example, if you purchase a subscription on Tuesday, you lose access to any unused spotlights and super swipes the following Tuesday, but you'll receive your new batch that day as well as the next week. Therefore, if you wish to use spotlight for 150 minutes, you'll need to purchase another spotlight in addition to the one spotlight you receive with your subscription. Now let's talk about super swipes. Super swipes are a premium feature that lets you tell a potential match that you're confidently interested in them. Here's how it works. You can sign up to Bumble Boost or Bumble Premium or purchase super swipes independently, same as you would for the spotlight. Once you've selected the option for you, head into your swipe queue, tap the star icon in someone's profile to let them know that they stand out. After you activate a super swipe, the other user will be notified that you're interested in getting to know them better. Another paid feature that can be used on Bumble is extending matches. So when you're using Bumble, women only get 24 hours to send a first message to one of their matches before that match is gone forever. So if you are interested in extending that match, you do get the opportunity. You can actually add an additional 24 hours to this time frame on both Date and Bumble BFF modes. Everyone gets one free extend a day, but if you'd like more, that's when you have to go ahead and make a purchase. Once you get some matches on Bumble and conversations start, you want to be able to send the best first message possible. The easiest way to do this is to actually check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating app or dating site out there, including Bumble. Don't worry about sending those pesky first messages. They can be really daunting to send. So go ahead and click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to go to our free opener formula and get some free opening messages that are sure to help you out. Okay, so now we've talked about some of the more specific key features of Bumble that are actually paid for. And now we're going to talk about some of the subscription plans that you can choose to use on Bumble and what else they encapsulate besides those specific features that needed to be explained. So first off, let's dive into Bumble Boost. Bumble Boost is a subscription plan on Bumble that encapsulates a lot of the paid features on Bumble into one easy to use package that sort of might actually save you money depending on how much you would use each of these specific features on their own. So let's dive into what Bumble Boost includes. Bumble Boost includes Backtrack. So in case you've accidentally swiped left on someone you really wanted to swipe right on, you can go ahead and click the top arrow on the top left corner of your screen to go ahead and do a redo. Bumble Boost will also give you the ability to extend time on your current matches, which we talked about. You'll have unlimited swipes as well. You'll have one spotlight per week and 5 super swipes per week. And once again, spotlights and super swipes expire and renew weekly, so make sure to use them. Now let's talk about the prices of the Bumble Boost subscription. Finally get into the nitty gritty. So what does this cost you? 1 week of Bumble Boost will cost you $8.99 per week. For a 1 month plan of Bumble Boost, you'll have to pay $24.99 per month. For a 3 month plan of Bumble Boost, you'll have to pay $49.99 for 3 months, which means $16.66 per month. Now, before we move on to Bumble's next plan, which is Bumble Premium, question of the day. How do you feel about paying for dating sites or paying for features on dating sites? Do you usually do this? Do you pay for some features but not subscription plans? Do you only do subscription plans? Do you never pay? What are your opinions? What's been your experience? What do you think about it? And how do you feel about Bumble's plan specifically? Leave all of your anecdotes, your opinions, your comments, questions, everything down below in the comment section. We love to hear from you. All right, so now let's talk about Bumble Premium. What does this include and what does it cost? Bumble Premium includes access to unlimited advanced filters. I'm gonna quickly pause and talk about the rest of the features that Bumble Premium comes with because I wanna touch on these advanced filters really quickly. The advanced filters are interesting because on Bumble for free, you have a few basic features that you can use to search for people who you're interested in, right? So it can narrow down your search a little bit. The free filters include age and location and gender. That's basically it. But the advanced filters offer a lot more options. So the advanced filters include verified profiles only, people's heights, if they exercise, what's their star sign, their education, if they drink, if they smoke, and what do they want from their Bumble date. Honestly, having access to these advanced filters can be such a lifesaver and a game changer when using Bumble because just narrowing down, for example, you know, what are people looking for on Bumble can save yourself a lot of time. If you're looking for a marriage and you're swiping through a bunch of people who are only looking to casually date, then you might just be, you know, wasting so much time. So it's a pretty useful feature, but let's dive into the rest of the Bumble Premium features. Bumble Premium also allows access to your Beeline, and your Beeline on Bumble are basically your admirers. So your Beeline fills with users who swiped to the right of you, but who you haven't swiped on just yet. Bumble Premium also includes travel mode, which lets you change your location. So for example, if you're going traveling and you want to put your location to Bali, where you'll be next month, and you want to see people around there, you can do that without actually having to be there physically yet. Bumble Premium also includes Backtrack, the ability to extend time on your current matches. You can rematch with users who have expired. You have unlimited swipes, you have one spotlight per week, you have 5 super swipes per week, and you can use incognito mode, which lets you browse without being seen. I think the most amount of useful features are found on Bumble Premium, although you will have to pay premium prices for using this subscription plan. So let's dive into what it's actually going to cost you if you want to use Bumble Premium. For 1 month of Bumble Premium, it'll cost you $39.99. For 1 week, it'll be $19.99. For 3 months, it'll cost you $76.99, or $25.66 per month, and a lifetime subscription is $229.99. So those are the prices of Bumble. That's what it's going to cost you in order to get some of the premium features of the app. Now, if you want to cancel at any time, you are definitely able to, and I hope that this was really helpful for you. Thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz, which will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Maybe it's Bumble, maybe it's something completely different. So don't forget to check that out. The link is going to be above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. So don't forget to check that out. Links above me and in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to answer the question of the day. Do you usually pay for dating apps or dating sites? Would you pay for Bumble? What do you feel about paying for it? What do you feel about Bumble's subscriptions plans in particular? Leave all your comments, opinions, anecdotes, everything down below in the comment section. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!